Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Aklal Dalad, and we're learning Simon Hay. It talks about the lacha of a woman covering her hair, and we said we would like to clarify the general chiyuv of covering. We've touched on a little bit. Let's clarify some more. I just want to point out one thing before we go further. The din of chutz latzimtun. How much is permitted chutz latzimtun? Again, we said that chutz latzimtun is totally the minhag of makom. If the minhag of that makom is to cover, so then it's a problem. If the minhag of the makom is not to cover, it's not a problem. Mersha understands that the chutz latzimtun, even more than a tefach, is going to be mutter. And of course, that means according to Mersha's way of calculating a tefach. Other person disagree and say, in general, chutz latzimtun more than a tefach is very uncommon. It's just it's little wisps of hair which come out here and there, stick out beyond the normal area that a woman's head is covered, which is covered. So we're talking about less than a tefach, and that's the raya, and the primary area of the hair. Even less than a tefach is going to be problematic. If we're saying the head is a problem, but chutz latzimtun is mutter, and in general chutz latzimtun is less than a tefach, that's the raya that the primary area, even less than a tefach, is a problem. Rabbi who says that the primary area up to tefach is going to be mutter, so he has to understand chutz latzimtun means even more than a tefach, which he does. Just the metzias, that's going to be quite a strange scenario. Okay, now in regards to the general chiyuv to cover hair, we mentioned this already, the Gemara Ksubas, so let's just review the points of the Gemara Ksubas, and we'll see there's a Machlokes Mishnayim, how to understand the Gemara Ksubas. The Gemara Ksubas on Ayin Beis and Aleph says that there are certain women, because of the way they're acting, they lose their, they're divorced, but they lose their right to their Ksuba. They forfeit the Ksuba. One of them is because a person is over Aldas Moshe V'Yehudis. If they do not keep the halachas of the Torah, that's called Das Moshe. Again, it's not spelled Dalet Ayin Tov, it's spelled Dalet Tov, means the laws of Moshe. And the laws of the Jewish women, the Yehudis, which means the laws that Chazal put in place for women to act the Rabbanans. So the Mishnah says, what's an example of Das Yehudis? Yotza Barisha Prua, a woman who goes out with her hair uncovered. And that, the Gemara says, that, what do you mean the woman goes out with her hair uncovered? A Rosh Prua is Deraisahi. The Mishnah says it's only Das Yehudis, which is a Derabanan, but we know that it's a Din Deraisa based on the Pasuk by the Saita. We mentioned this already. Some more answers on that question. That's the bottom on Beis HaMinalf, the last word on Beis HaMinalf. There's a difference between what the Torah requires and what the Derabanan require. So not only does a woman forfeit her ksuba for not being careful on the chiyuv deraisa of covering her hair, but she's even forfeits her ksuba if she is not knowing the chiyuv derabanan for covering her hair. So what does the Torah require, and what do the rabbanan require? So deraisa, a kolsa sharpa dummy. So she would put a some type of a basket over her head. So basket, a woven basket has spaces in it. Das Yehudis, I feel a kolsa nami yasser. So that the kolsa is not permitted. That the more says, then the more quotes from Ravasi, the name of Berachon, that kolsa ain't ba b'shem peru rosh, which means that it's not kolsa is not a problem. So wearing this semi covering, it doesn't cover everything. It covers the primary parts of it. There are gaps. Is mutter. We just said that's mutter mineraisa, but that's das Yehudis, that's also. Now we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter. So where it says, hecha, ilema bashuk das Yehudisi, ela b'chotzer. So if it means bashuk, so we just said that's das Yehudis, that she can't go wearing, she can't go wearing this kolsa, this basket. So it must be means of the chotzer. Women in general are not careful about that. That's hard to be careful about that in the chatzar. And if you're saying that that's not a problem of if you're going to mechayev the kolsa in even in the chatzar, that's going to be a problem. So what is that? There is a din of of in a chotzer, if you go from chotzer to chotzer derech mavi, then you have a chiyuv to cover. But it sounds like in the chotzer itself, the Gemara is saying that you do not need to cover. So that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Tosfos says, "Ela b'chotzer, afilu b'loy kol sanami ein ba mishum pias roish shil mekein loy nata basa v'mavino." So Tosfos understands that within the chotzer itself, that's going to be mutter. So in the shuk mamish, midaraisa you need some type of covering. A kolsa is sufficient. Midrabban the Chazal said kolsa is not sufficient. You have to cover fully. But in the chotzer, which is not even that is required. Now, the Magen Avraham in Siman Ayin Hey, when he quotes this Tosfos, he understands the reason why that's because we're talking about a set area where there are not people around. Because the chotzer many times is a private area, a person has the private usage, so she does not have a chiyuv to cover. Even if there occasionally might be a person there, possibly that's also going to be mutter. This is the approach of the Tosfos. However, the Rambam has a different approach, how to understand this Gemara, which is more chomer. And the Magen Avraham says that the mentioned the Zohar, which we mentioned yesterday, there's also the Zohar as well. But the Bir Halacha in Siman Ayin Hey quotes that there are many Rishonim who follow the approach of the Rambam. So, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, we will clarify that opinion. So, we've seen the lenient opinion of the Tosfos. We will see the more macro opinion of the Rambam and see how the Mishnah understands this halacha l'maisa. Even though this is a little bit off our topic, since this is a big machlokes and something which is worthwhile to understand and to clarify, people should understand this. It's not just some chumras and etc., but there are different details and shittas. I think it's worthwhile to spend a little bit of time on this, even though it's off topic. Thank you very much. Have a good day.